USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump calls it a big fat hoax. This is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says articles of impeachment will be drafted.
Today, with the Speaker's announcement, she has weakened this nation.
House Minority Leader California Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
it was not new news. They always had this pre-written timeline from the day they got sworn in.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
To the economy now. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 28 points to close at 27,677. The NASDAQ up 4 points. The S&P 500 up almost 5 points. Medicare open enrollment ending this Saturday. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Seema Verma is the administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and she says there are plenty of ways to still get help if you need it.
People can call our 1-800 Medicare line, and they can also go onto the website at Medicare.gov. There's also on-the-ground support services, so we have many volunteers that can help you.
The big feature in this year's Medicare open enrollment period is a huge expansion of Medicare Advantage plans, some with additions like dental and vision coverage that traditional Medicare never had, and some with no premiums or copays. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
On Capitol Hill, an ear-catching exchange between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and a reporter who asks if she hates President Trump. To that, Pelosi replies, I still pray for the president. I pray for him all the time. Don't mess with me when it comes to words like that. Changing gears now to the Christmas holiday season and all those packages being stolen from right in front of your door. Now Ring partnering with Amazon to crack down on thieves with sticky fingers, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Police departments all across the country are teaming with Amazon's Ring doorbell to help combat porch pirates just in time for the holidays. Nassau County Police Department on Long Island announced they would be working with Ring to help catch package thieves. Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder says this is a game changer.
It makes us a much more effective and efficient police department for sure. The bad guys try to stay one step ahead of us. Now we're trying to get in front of them. All of those crimes that we got to investigate, you know, you got miles and miles of roadways. You can't be everywhere. So now we are everywhere by using those devices to help us.
Ryder tells ABC's Good Morning America how the partnership works.
We go through Ring. They'll access their customers, tell them the PD is looking for access or the video from that time period, and then the customer can push a button and send the video to us, keeping their privacy intact, and then we take the video as like almost like an anonymous tip.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.